कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। So we'd like to welcome all devotees for today's Bhagavat class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, entitled Jnana Yoga, text number 21.
Nayat purastat utayanna pashyan. न यत् पुरस्ताद् उतयन्न पश्चन् मध्ये च तन्नाव्यपदेशमात्रम् मध्ये च तन्नाव्यपदेशमात्रम् भूतं प्रसिद्धं च परेण यद्यत् भूतं प्रसिद्धं च परेण यद्यत् तद् एव तत् स्यात् इति मे मनीषा तद् एव तत् स्यात् इति मे मनीषा न यत् पुरस्तात् उतयन्न पश्यन् मध्ये च तन्नाव्यपदेशमात्रम् भूतं प्रसिद्धं च परेण यद्यत् तत् एव तत् स्यात् इति मे मनीषा। तत् एव तत् स्यात् इति मे मनीषा।
मत्ये च तन्ना व्यपदेशमात्रम् भूतं प्रसिद्धं प्रवेन यद् तद् एव तत् स्याद् इति मे मनीष.
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग न डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट यत् दैट विच पुरस्तात् प्रीवियसली उत नॉर यत् विच न नॉट पश्चात आफ्टरवर्ड मध्य इन बिटवीन च एंड तत् दैट न डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट व्यपदेश मात्रम मेयरली अ डेजिग्नेशन भूतम क्रिएटेड प्रसिद्धम मेड नोन च एंड परेण बाय अनदर यत यत वॉट एवर तत दैट एव ओनली तत दैट अदर स्यात एक्चुअली इज इति दस मी सॉरी मे माय मनीषा आइडिया. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की. ट्रांसलेशन दैट विच डिड नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन द पास्ट एंड विल नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन द फ्यूचर ऑल्सो हैज नो एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ इट्स ओन फॉर द पीरियड ऑफ इट्स ड्यूरेशन बट इज ओनली अ सुपरफिशियल डेजिग्नेशन. In my opinion, whatever is created and revealed by something else is ultimately only that other thing. Purport. Although all material products such as our own bodies are temporary and thus ultimately false, the material world is a real manifestation of the Lord's potency. The basic substance or reality of this world is the personality of Godhead himself. Whereas the temporary designations imposed by the conditioned souls are illusion. Thus we consider ourselves American, Russian, British, German, Indian, black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian and so forth. In fact, we are the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. But by attempting to exploit the Lord's inferior material potency, we have become entangled in illusion. Everything should be properly defined in terms of the personality of Godhead, who is the essential reality of this and all other worlds.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजाथां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो आई वुड लाइक टू सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज प्रेजेंट हियर एंड एल्सवेयर दैट आई मे बी एबल टू स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर द इंस्पिरेशन ऑफ हुएवर मे बी। सो इन दिस वर्स इन दिस and in the previous verses which many devotees have been speaking eloquently, yesterday Sri Vishwambar Prabhu was speaking, before that Prem Kishore Prabhu and all, the Lord Krishna is describing the Jnana Yoga and how by studying the various elements of this creation one can actually understand that the Supreme Lord is eternal and also the living entity, and also by he will understand that this material world is temporary, and by understanding the connection between this material world and the Supreme Lord, one can actually understand that he is the cause of all causes. So in this verse the Lord is explaining that all the designations which are actually connected to this material body, which is temporary, is actually an illusion, unless and until we understand that this is all in relation to the soul and the super soul or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And like similar thing the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita also, but in the negative way, in a different way, when he presents the eternality of the soul. He says, natve vaham jatu nasham natvam neme janadipa na chaiva na bhavishyama sarve vayamataparam. He is saying that never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all the kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to exist. So there he is explaining the permanency of the or the eternality principle of the Atma and the Supreme Lord. And here the Lord is explaining the temporary nature of the things which are associated with this material world. And to misidentify oneself with this material world and with the things which associated with this world, one actually becomes illusioned. You know? Also, the other day, Prem Kishore Prabhu was explaining very nicely how the same principle is also explained by the Lord Himself to Brahmaji in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. You know? He says, "Aham evasam evagre na anyat yat sad asat param paschad aham yat etach yo avasheshit so smiham." Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. So, in different ways, this is the most important principle to be understood,
And that's why we see that Lord Krishna is now presenting this same principle to Uddhava at almost the fag end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Like we are in the 11th canto. And we also see like Srila Prabhupada also, whenever he would explain or give a class, the basic thing he would say that we are not this body, we are the soul and we are the eternal Atma. And all these, to consider oneself as Indian, American, black, white and all these are actually an illusion connected to this body. So, even to see mundane things and to see in relation to Krishna or the Supreme Lord, that is the essential principle. You know. Srila Prabhupada also, he would, as an Acharya, he would show by his own example. Like, when, although he was leading, the founder of such a big society, international society for Krishna consciousness, yet he was always giving importance to each and every small things. Like, and he would see it in connection to Krishna or as Krishna's eternal energy. So once he was in Mayapur, and that time he called at night time one of his assistant, and he said, can you hear that sound? So his disciple, he was almost woken up from his rest, and he was thinking, oh, what am I hearing? He tried to hear. So then Prabhupada again said, can you hear? So he was not able to hear. He was thinking, maybe is it that some sound of the flute of Lord Krishna or the gopis, something I am supposed to hear? Then Prabhupada said, you cannot hear. This is the sound of water which is dripping from a tap, leaking tap. So please go and close it properly. So Prabhupada was able to see this as the water or electricity or whatever it is as energy of Lord's, and he was able to guide his devotees to take care that Krishna's energy is never wasted or ill-treated. So by studying the principles, to understand the philosophy may be difficult, but when we see in practical the example of how an Acharya is able to connect this philosophy to our day-to-day life, makes it very easy for us to understand and also to try to follow it in our day-to-day life. So today is also the very auspicious day of one such Acharya, who Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was none other than Vyasadeva himself. So it will be most appropriate that we discuss about Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, although I am very much unqualified to speak on this subject, but still whatever I have heard from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and other senior devotees, I will try to repeat. And please, we will also chant some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita in glorification of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, which Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has himself expressed in this glorious book. And we hope to purify ourselves in this way. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was Vyasadeva himself. Like in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Kavi Karnapurji has written that Vedavyaso ya evasid daso vrindavano dhunah shaka ya kusuma pidah karyastam sa samavishat. Means Vedavyasji himself became Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he is also a combination of Kusuma Pid, he is, who was a friend in Lord Krishna's Leela, and it was a combined appearance in the form of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it is also described that that the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur was Narayani Devi, who was also an present in during the Krishna Leela. So just like Vyasadeva has
described Lord Krishna's Leela in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the entire pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Earlier, what he had written, it was known as Chaitanya Mangal. But then later, when Lochan Das Thakur wrote a book by that same name, Vrindavan Das Thakur was very happy to rename his own book as Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur was born in the month of Vaishakh in 1429 or AD 1507. Some say that he was born in Mamgachi and in Navadip area, and some also say that he was born in Kumarhatta. The father of Vrindavan Das Thakur was Vaikunthanath Vipra. And originally, he came from Silhet. And his mother Narayani Devi was the daughter of Srivas Pandit's elder brother. And his name was Sri Nalina Pandit. So, Kavi Karunapur in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, he also mentions the appearance of Narayani Devi in Krishna Leela. He says, Ambikaya Swasha Yasin Namna Srila Kilambika Krishno Chishtam Prabhujanam Seyam Narayani Mata. So Kilambika, who used to eat Krishna's remnants, was the younger sister of Krishna's nurse. Her name was Ambika. So Ambika, in the Lord Chaitanya's pastime, she appeared as Malini Devi. And Kilambika, who was her sister in Krishna Leela, she appeared as Narayani Devi, as one of the cousins of, as the niece of Malini Devi. So, Narayani Devi, just like Kilambika was, had the great fortune of receiving the remnants of Lord Sri Krishna. Similarly, here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Narayani Devi was also bestowed with this mercy of having the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on not one occasion but many occasions. So, it is described by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in a very nice lecture, that how once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had come to Srivas Pandit's house, and they were at that time everybody was fearing the attack of the Mughals. The Mughal king was supposed to be sending soldiers to arrest these the devotees who have been chanting the names of the Lord in a very in Kirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could sense this, and so he called all devotees in Srivas Pandit's house, and then he assured them, don't fear, because I will take care of this Mughal soldiers. Even if they come, I will try to convince them first that the Lord is supreme and chanting the names of the Lord is not wrong, and in many ways, and in case if this king does not agree, then I will ask him to challenge him to call his spiritual bullas and make the animals chant the name of the Lord, and I am sure they will not be successful, and then I will call all the elephants and tigers from the forest and I will make them chant, and just to show and to prove that point, he looks at Narayani, who was just 4 years old at that time, and he tells Narayani that you please chant the names of the Lord and cry and dance. And at that time, Narayani immediately she started chanting the names of the Lord, and she started weeping and crying and showing all these signs of ecstasy. So in this way, the Lord bestowed His mercy upon Narayani, who just at that time she was just 4 years old.
And then later on, he gave her also his remnants many a times. And in this way, this same Narayani became the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. In her womb, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was an incarnation or of Vyasadeva, he was born. He was born in 1507, and it was a Krishna Dwadashi of Vaishak month. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, at a very young age, he took initiation from Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, he was one of the very favorite disciples of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu himself personally instructed Vrindavan Das Thakur to write the history of biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And at the very young age of 31, he had written this Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he passed away at the age of 82 on this tithi of Krishna Dashami of Vaishak month. So, to understand the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur, it will be very difficult for people like me to explain. So, rather we will try to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita itself. Just like to know about some doctor or how good he is, or we need to consult some other experts, some other doctors, or say about some scientists if we want to know, then we'll have to take the opinion of other scientists. So similarly, to understand or to even have a small glimpse of the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur, it can be done when we can see the opinion or the words of glorification which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself has written in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will now chant these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I would request Guru Gaurang Prabhu maybe to help. How to go to the
PPT? Me kaise chale jaye abhi jo screen pe hai ye wala. अभी ठीक है, इसमें भी नेक्स्ट करूंगा तो
F5. हाँ, सो we can all read these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 8.33. We can all read it together just to considering the time. Ore mudha loka suno chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahima yate janibe sakal. O fools, just read Sri Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the book which was originally written by Vrindavan Das Thakur was known as Chaitanya Mangal. And later on it got changed because Lochan Das Thakur had written a similar book. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyas Vrindavana Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavana Das Kaile Chaitanya Mangal Yahara Shravane Nashe Sarva Amangal. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangal, and hearing this book annihilates all misfortune. And we see that it has been written in such a lucid
Bengali language, and many of us over here, we can, although we may not know Bengali, but still we can understand. So that is the greatness of the simplicity of language which has been used over here.
Chaitanya Nitayar Yata Jani Ve Mahimya Yata Jani Krishna Bhakti Siddhante Rasima.
So by reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand. Come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Krishna. Actually, the highest truth regarding devotional service to Krishna is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam itself by Vyasadev. But Prabhupada points out that in the purport, he says that for common men who are not educated, there are three difficulties in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. First, that Srimad Bhagavatam is the authoritative reference book from which to understand devotional service, but because it is very elaborate, few men can understand its purport. Secondly, he also mentions in the purport, professional reciters have created an impression that Srimad Bhagavatam deals only with Lord Krishna's Rasa Leela, but whereas that appears only in the 10th canto. So in this way, the world, especially because at that time Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the Western world, and he could understand that people in West, they are thinking that Krishna was only a woman hunter, like that. To clear this misconception was very important. So, and thirdly, he says, another difficulty in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam is that professional reciters have created that Srimad Bhagavatam can be, should be discussed within 7 days. Hai na? You have Bhagavat Katha for 7 days. Whereas, we can understand that even one single verse can be discussed, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he gave discourses for over a month. Hai na? So, to remove this conception, it becomes very important that for a common man to read Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal or Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he actually understands the principles of devotional service to Lord Krishna and through Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda.
So, next verse. Bhagavata yata bhakti siddhante rasar likhiya chen iha jani kariya udhar.
Iha janer kariya udhar. So, this entire Bhagavat, which describes the conclusions of the devotional service, and it's also quoting statements from Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been presented so that the entire world can get benefit out of this. In fact, Srila Prabhupada also presented the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a very easily understandable way. And that is the meaning of contemporary expression. So this parampara, Prabhupada used to say, this parampara should continue. That is, people giving commentary after commentaries. And so he would say, Srila Prabhupada used to say to Hayagriva Prabhu, that edit for force and clarity. So one needs to edit to reinforce the and give clarity. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has presented all the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam for force, and his target audience was the Bengali people at that time. That is why he has reused such a simple Bengali language, and even today people in Bengal relish this. And Prabhupada would call it as the Bengali sweet.
Chaitanyang mangala suno yadi pashandi yavan sei maha vaishnav hoye tatakshan.
So, even if an atheist, he reads Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. Hai na? So, that is the power of Chaitanya Mangal. Like,
Manushye rachite nare aiche grantha dhanya Vrindavana dasa mukhe vakta shri chaitanya.
The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has personally spoken through the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the secret of a devotee's writing, because he also explains that when you read about Lord Krishna written by an atheist or a Mayavadi, that is as good as poison. But in the when you read something which is written by a devotee, even though it may have some mistakes or grammatical errors, but still it can bestow the most essence of Krishna Prem. And Srila Prabhupada also himself, he would say that whatever I have written, once like one reporter asked that you have written so many books, so then Prabhupada said, no, I have not written. So then his disciple who was sitting close by, he tried to explain, no, it's actually Prabhupada's humility that he's saying he has not written. But then Prabhupada reaffirmed that, no, it's not, I have not written. It has been given by Lord Krishna and I have just noted it down. So in that way, here also, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that although the credit goes to Vrindavan Das Thakur, yet it seems as though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was writing all this in detail. And it is by Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we are able to relish this in our own lives. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar Aiche Grantha Karite Ho Tarila Samsar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of fallen souls. Tarila Samsa. Narayani Chaityanera Uchishta Bhajan Tanra Gharbe Janmila Shri Das Vrindavan. So, again, here it is explained that Narayani, who was always bestowed with the mercy of having the Uchishta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she begot the holy Vrindavan Das Thakur as her son. We have already discussed about this, so we will go to the next verse. Tanra ki adbhuta chaitanya charitra varnan yahara shravane shuddha kaila tribhuvan. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. Ataeva bhaja loka chaitanya nityananda kandibe samsara dukha padibe pramadhana. I fervently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Sri Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and thus be freed of the miseries of material existence and ultimate achieve the loving service of the Lord. Vrindavana Dasa Kaile Chaitanya Mangal Tahate Chaitanya Lila Varnila Sakal. So Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Mangal and there he has described the all in all respects the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sutra Kari Sabalila Karila Granthan Pache Vistariya Tahar Kaila Vivaran. He first gave in a very synopsis form the Leela, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he has given detailed descriptions later. Chaitanya Chandrera Leela Ananta Apar Varnite Varnite Granta Haila Vistar. So, just like it is described that the Supreme Lord's glory is even Ananta Sesh with his unlimited mouth, he is not able to describe completely. So, as Vrindavan Das Thakur started describing the Leelas of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the book actually became very big, voluminous. Vrindavana Daser Pad Padma Kari Dhyana Tanra Aitse Lalse Ki Likhi Yata Kalyana. I have taken permission from Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet. And upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, out of his utter humility and also realistically speaking, he is saying that he has taken the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur and he is the original Vyasadeva and what he has given in Chaitanya Charitamrita is only a supplementary form. Chaitanya Leelate Vyas Vrindavan Das Tanra Kripa Vina Anya Nahai Prakash. Without the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur, one can never be able to glorify the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sahaje Vichitra Madhura Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amrita Radhar. So here in Madhya Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is again describing the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, this is very wonderful and sweet. And when they were described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they became like a shower of nectar. And Amritera Dhar.
Ataeva taha nila haya purna krutukti dambakari varni yadi achi taiche mohi shakti.
Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this would not be very good. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, whatever Vrindavan Das Thakur has already explained in Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat, that I am not repeating. Only where those pastimes which he had left by the inspiration and request of the devotees, I am trying to provide in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Mangale Yatha Karila Varnan Sutra Rupe Se Lila Kariya Sochan.
I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described by Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Mangal.
Tanra Sutre Acheteha Na Kaila Varnan Yathe Kathischa Kari Se Lila Kathan.
Some of the incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarize. And these I shall try to describe in this book.
Vrindavana Das Prathama Ye Lila Varnila Sei Sab Lila Ami Sutra Matra Kaila Tanra Tyakta Avashesha Sankshepa Kathila Lila Ra Bahu Liye Grantha Tathapi Badila.
I have only briefly described the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which have not been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nevertheless, because the transcendental pastimes of the Lords are so numerous, that the size of this book has also increased.
Ataeva sei sab lila na parivarni bare sampati kila kairi maskare.
It is impossible to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall therefore end this description and offer them my respectful obeisances. So,
Ekichu chu kahilu e digadarshana e anusare hobe tanra swadana.
What I have described gives merely an indication, but by following this indication, one may obtain a taste for the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is expressing his humility over here.
Prabhura gambhira lila na pari bhuchite buddhi pravesha nahi tate na pari parnite.
So, he is saying, I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them, and therefore, I have not been properly able to describe them. So, here it is the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that he is saying he is not able to understand.
Sabha Shrota Vaishnavera Vandiya Charan Chaitanya Charitra Varnan Kailu Samapan.
And after offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is seeking the blessings of his readers.
Akashantatate aiche pakshigana yarayat sakti tare kare arohan.
So here a very nice example he is giving, that the sky is unlimited. So similarly the glories of the Lord are also unlimited, but a bird, according to its own capacity, they can fly in the sky. So accordingly, according to my limited capacity, whatever is possible, I am trying to speak also over here.
Aiche Mahaprabhura Lila Nahe Orapur Jivahabe Kimba Samyak Prabhai Varni Bar.
The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all?
अच्छा अगेन आई थिंक दिस वर्स हैज गॉट कॉपीड अगेन सो वी विल गो टू द नेक्स्ट वन यावत् बुद्धिरगति तक्ते वर्णिला समुद्रेर मध्य एन एक कण छिलु सो आई हैव ट्राइड टू डिस्क्राइब द them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of the great ocean. And just like the ocean is there, and only a drop of it is what Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj Guru Swami has been able to describe. Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavanadas Chaitanya Lila Teho Hainadi Vyas. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and it is by his blessings and his order that Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote this entire Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, in the purport Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also writes that after Vrindavan Das Thakur, who the followers also, who are all pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have also tried to describe the Lord's activities, and they are also Vyas. So that is why whenever we sit for a class, although about others I may not say, but at least for myself, I have no qualification to sit on this asana and speak. But still, because we are trying to repeat the words of our seniors and acharyas, so we are also, this seat is called Vyasasana. तानरागे यद्यपि सब लीलार भंडार तथापि अल्पवर्णिया छाड़ी लेनार ऑल्दो वृंदावन दास ठाकुर हैज विद इन हिज ज्यूरिसडिक्शन द फुल स्टोर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु पास्ट टाइम्स ही हैज लेफ्ट असाइड मोस्ट ऑफ देम एंड डिस्क्राइब बट अ स्मॉल पोर्शन ये किछु वर्णिल सेह संक्षेप करिया लिखी ते न पाने तबु राखिया चेन लिखिया. So what I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur, but although he could not describe these pastimes, he gave us a synopsis of that. Chaitanya Mangalate ho likhi achin sthane sthane sei vachan sune shri parampara parane. So in this book, Sri Chaitanya Mangal, Vrindavan Das Thakur has described these pastimes in many places, and I request my readers that they should read Chaitanya Mangal to get the full nectar. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is referring that we should read the Chaitanya Bhagavad. Sankshepa kailu vistara na yaya kathan vistariya veda vyasa kariba varnayane. I have described the pastimes very briefly, for it's impossible for me to describe them in full. And in future, however, Veda Vyas will describe them more elaborately. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and even Vrindavan Das Thakur are prophesizing that future there will be other expansions of Vyasadev who will come and describe. And we can understand that for us, Srila Prabhupada is that incarnation who has been given us the translations in English so that all the conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga, they are able to understand and relish this great literature and the life of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No. Chaitanya Mangala Iha Likhi Ache Sthane. Sthane. Acha, it's the same. Sorry. Tanra Jihari Shish. किचु मोरा दिला तथा के भरीला पेट तृष्णा मोरा गिला. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that I have got a few drops from what Vrindavan Das Thakur has given, and that actually has satisfied my hunger or thirst. And then out of utter humility, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ami ati kshudra jiva pakshi ranga tuni seyache trishnaye piye samudra pani
કહી છે અમે એક કાણ ચુની એ દ્રષ્ટ જાહીસ પ્રભુર લીલાર વિસ્તાર. સો આઈ એમ અ વેરી ઇનસિગ્નિફિકન્ટ લિવિંગ બીંગ એન્ડ આઈ એમ જસ્ટ લાઈક અ સ્મોલ બર્ડ. વોટ એવર આઈ એમ એબલ ટુ ડ્રિંક ફ્રોમ ધ સી ટુ જસ્ટ ટુ ક્વેન્ચ માય થર્સ્ટ. સો આઈ હેવ જસ્ટ ટચડ અ ડ્રોપ ઓફ ધી ઓશન ઓફ શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુઝ પાસ્ટ ટાઈમ. સો ધીસ ઇઝ ધ હ્યુમિલિટી ઓફ કૃષ્ણદાસ કવિરાજ ગોસ્વામી એઝ વેલ એઝ વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર એન્ડ દે હેવ ગિવન અસ સચ અ ગ્રેટ ટ્રેઝર. એન્ડ ફ્રોમ વોટ એવર વી હેવ હર્ડ બીન એબલ ટુ હિયર ફ્રોમ ધ લોટસ માઉથ ઓફ વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર ઇન ધી ફોર્મ ઓફ ચૈતન્ય મંગલ એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ લાઈક ધ બર્થ પ્લેસ એટ મામ ગાચી વેર એન્ડ ધોઝ આર ધ ડેટીઝ ઓફ શ્રીલ વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર ગૌર નિત્યાનંદ એન્ડ ઓલ્સો ધ પ્લેસ વેર વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર હેડ રિટન ધીસ એન્ટાયર ચૈતન્ય મહા ભાગવત ઓર વોઝ ઇઝ એટ દેનોર એન્ડ હિયર ધીસ ઇઝ ધ પ્લેસ એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ અ સ્મોલ ધીસ એન્ટાયર પ્લેસ વોઝ રેનોવેટેડ બાય ધી એસિસ્ટન્સ ઓફ ભક્તિ વેદાંત બુક ટ્રસ્ટ. દે હેવ કોન્ટ્રીબ્યુટેડ ટુ મેન્ટેનિંગ એન્ડ લેટર ઓન વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર ઓલ્સો બીકેમ વેરી ડિયર ટુ જાહ્નવા દેવી ધ વાઇફ ઓફ નિત્યાનંદ પ્રભુ એન્ડ હી ઓલ્સો અટેન્ડેડ ધી ફર્સ્ટ ગૌર પૂર્ણિમા ફેસ્ટિવલ વિચ વોઝ હેલ્ડ એટ ખેતુરી ગ્રામ એન્ડ ઓલ્સો હી વોઝ વન ઓફ ધ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ગેસ્ટ ઓવર દેર. સો ઓન ધીસ વેરી ઓસ્પિશિયસ એન્ડ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ડે વી ઓલ કેન ઓફર અવર રિસ્પેક્ટફુલ ઓબેસન્સીસ ઓન ટુ ધ લોટસ ફીટ ઓફ વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર એન્ડ બેગ એન્ડ દેટ વી કેન ઓલ્સો ઇમ્બાઇબ ધ પ્રિન્સિપલ્સ વિચ હી હેઝ ઇનન્સિએટેડ ઇન હેઝ ગ્રેટ લિટરેચર એન્ડ બાય ધી બ્લેસિંગ્સ ઓફ શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ એન્ડ ઓલ હિઝ ડિસાઇપલ્સ એન્ડ હેઝ ગ્રેન્ડ ડિસાઇપલ્સ બ્લેસિંગ્સ. થેન્ક યુ વેરી મચ. હરે કૃષ્ણ. શ્રી ગ્રંથરાજ શ્રીમદ ભાગવત મહાપુરાણ કી, શ્રી ચૈતન્ય ભાગવત કી જય, શ્રી વૃંદાવન દાસ ઠાકુર કી જય.